Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 94, for Thursday, October 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Thursday, taking some direction from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Canola was down $3 to $5, the November contract down $3.90 at $470.60 per ton. Strength in the Canadian dollar, which was up nearly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, added to the softer tone in canola. Steady producer selling put further pressure on values as harvest operations wrap up across many areas of Western Canada. However, commercial demand was supportive on the other side. Weather-related delays were also slowing the final stages of this year's harvest in some parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan. The USDA releases its latest monthly supply-demand report tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that data was a feature in the North American futures. Canadian markets will also be closed on Monday for Thanksgiving, and traders were squaring positions ahead of the long weekend. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower, with pre-report positioning a feature. Soybeans were down 6 to 9 cents, the November contract down 9 at 8.82 per bushel. Favorable Midwestern weather conditions should allow farmers to make some good harvest progress over the next week, and yields continue to beat earlier expectations. The commercial pipeline is filling up with newly harvested supplies, and buyers have little reason to bid up the market for the time being. However, solid export demand does remain supportive for beans, with weekly export sales topping 1.2 million tons. Corn was down 4 to 5 cents, the December contract down 4 at $3.91 per bushel. Good harvest weather and poor export demand both weighed on corn ahead of tomorrow's report. Weekly U.S. corn export sales at 520,000 tons were below average trade guesses. Wheat, it's down 3 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 5 at $5.11 per bushel. Chart-based profit-taking was behind much of the selling, with only mediocre export demand also weighing on prices. However, persistent dryness concerns in Australia and the Black Sea region did remain supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, October 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.